Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hussey, and joining me today, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing?
Good old Tuesday. I'm doing great. Got some pretty cool facts today.
Okay.
So this can be kind of interesting.
Well, you want to go ahead and get started for us?
I sure will. So, you know, nowadays we have barcodes and that's how we scan our things, right? Well, what was the first item ever scanned by a barcode?
Huh, I have no idea, and I also kind of like to know when it was.
Right, exactly.
Was the first barcode scan?
That's
kind of newer technology, but probably not as new as you would think.
Not at all. So, 1974.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't until 1974, the first item was scanned on June 26th of 1974 in Troy, Ohio. All right, and the item, and it's going to kind of... Yeah, sure, it might be a little surprising, but it's not super, super surprising now that I think about it, because it was a very famous company, one of the most chewed products on the market.
Bubblegum?
Not bubblegum specifically. It is gum, but what is the one of the probably the oldest flavors of gum besides bubblegum? Come on, Brent.
I don't know. The cinnamon?
The good old juicy fruit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, so Marsh, it was a Marsh supermarket. The cashier's name was Sharon Buchan. They rang up a 10-pack of juicy fruit on June 26th of 1974, and they heard a telltale beep that her face must have registered some crazy relief that it actually worked, okay? This beep that we even hear nowadays, pretty much the same anywhere you go. So their coworker at the grocery store in Troy, Ohio, they had placed barcodes on hundreds of items the night before because the National Cash Register Company installed the new shop's computer system and scanners for these new barcode things, okay? And so for the first purchase was purchased by a guy named Clyde Dawson. He was the head researcher and development of Marsh Supermarkets Incorporated. And that fateful checkout right there, he chose gum made by Wrigley's Company, which is our Tutti Frutti or whatever you want to call it, your gum right there, and Juicy Fruit, there it is. That's what it was called. I don't know why I couldn't get that out of my mouth. But so he scans that, and the reason he actually chose that is he was skeptical if the machine would actually read those small barcodes on those little sticks of gum. And sure enough, it had no problem doing it. And today, one of Marsh's earliest scanners, one of the earliest ones ever created, can actually be seen as part of the Smithsonian Museum of America History.
Cool. So it made its way from Ohio to Washington, D.C.
Yep.
It's one of the oldest scanners.
That is pretty cool.
That is good. So it's been around for a while, 1974. It's coming up on, what is that, almost 50 years?
Almost 50 years.
It's pretty sweet. Well, I've got one for you. Did you know that Pope Francis was once a bouncer at a nightclub?
A bouncer, huh?
Yes.
Oh, Francis.
Yeah, so the leader of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, the current pope right now, he definitely wasn't always in line to be a pope. One of his first jobs back in his hometown of Buenos Aires, Argentina, was being a bouncer at a bar. And he also had some other jobs, like he worked in a chemical lab and he also had to sweep floors. So didn't take the exact, maybe expected path to popehood, but yeah, he definitely had some history. So interesting to note that, you know, he definitely found his way around before he figured out exactly what line of work he wanted to
he found himself being a pope.
Yep.
There you go.
There you go. Some background on Pope Francis and also learning about your everyday grocery store items, the barcode scanners. They've been around for a while. And yep, first one was the Juicy Fruit Gum in Ohio. Well, that's what we got for the Did You Know Show today. Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another episode.